This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, yeah, it's the Power Hour, fifth and final hour of the G-Bag Nation. It's time for an NFL draft. Ask us anything, Big Board Report, 877-881-1053. You've got the draft wizard, the draft godfather, Brian Broaddus, and a guy who just loves the draft, but who knows what the hell I know. Zach Wolchuk here with you.
You know a lot.
Lucius Alexander partying as well, and we appreciate you rocking with us, turning it on and leaving it on as we send you off one final hour here in the nation. Shout out to Gavin Dawson, who is on the road in San Diego, hopefully bringing home a soccer championship. Eric doing excellent work this morning, as always, manning the ship there, and that ship with a P on Sean and RJ alongside Bobby Bell. And happy Valentine's Day out there. We want to hear from you, 877-881-1053. What draft questions do you have? And I guess we could open that up. It doesn't even have to be Cowboys specific.
No.
If you are a fan of another team.
Find them another team.
We got you. That's what we're all about here. Just talking shop, talking draft. I did see this, Brian, as we wait for some questions to come rolling in. I see some of you have already texted in, Zach and Frisco. I got you. Gonzo, I got you. Don't worry. I know some of you are already texting, but you might like this. Now, I was on with Foots last night.
Foots the King.
At Foots the King. And he's a big Will Johnson fan.
Yeah.
I was talking to him like, man, you know, I don't dislike Will Johnson.
No.
I just, when I watched him, it was top five, top 10 type of hype. And I didn't see that type of elite corner.
Yeah.
When I watched him, like I saw Patrick Surtain a few years ago, I was like, this dude's elite.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, if you get bored watching a dude's tape, that can be a really good thing. You're technically sound.
Yeah.
Ball doesn't go his way. Why? Because he's always in position, and you don't want to throw his way. So J.C. Horn might have been a sexier watch, but to me, it was always Surtain's the better guy. Will Johnson, I think his tape 2 years ago when they won the Natty, from what I've been told, he was better. He was better 2 years ago than this past year.
You can watch him against Marvin Harrison.
He looked good.
And
then I saw him against Rome Odunze as well, who I loved coming out of Washington. And Rome kind of got him turned around a few times because he's a quicker receiver.
Much quicker.
Than Harrison Jr. is, but I saw Bleach Report say the worst fit for the Dallas Cowboys, Will Johnson out of Michigan.
Yeah.
One big difference between Will Johnson and Mason Graham exists. Turf toe cost Johnson all but six games this past season. Now, fortunately, turf toe isn't a lingering concern and shouldn't affect his status for the campaign this year. Because of the injury and the fact that he hasn't been on the field in over 4 months, he's being slept on to a degree despite his previous draft standings, writes Bleacher Report. Now, I don't think he's getting slept on. That being the case, Johnson may experience a draft day slide, especially if he's not able to put together a strong workout prior to the draft. The biggest concern for him at this juncture is that he'll take a tumble, thus going lower than expected and signing a smaller rookie contract. Based on his play, Johnson could be worthy of a top 10 pick. But I don't know that he's a guy that I would view at 12 as I think the Cowboys need to go after this dude.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. And the measurements you got, you're working with, he's 6'2", he's 202. I deal that way. But you talk about the size, the length. I don't know how really quick he is and how much catch-up speed he really has. And, you know, he plays from depth, and then you kind of see him the drive on that. And I don't know about him playing a lot of man coverage, but I was kind of taken back by, he was one of those guys when we started this journey. I know I started in November looking at these players. He was like a top two, three guy on a lot of boards. And then all of a sudden, you know, we talked about Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft the other day, and he had Barron ahead of him, you know, so he went from being like a top three, four guy to all of a sudden being taken at 15 in the draft. And I think what's happening, and Daniel Jeremiah even said it, one of the most polarizing players in the draft, because, and Daniel saying that means he's talking to scouts and they're saying, I've got him here. I've got him here.
A lot of different opinions.
Not, it seems like to me when you start to talk about the Brandon Grahams and people like that, or Carter, the opinion about them does not change all that much, you know, but with this guy, it has changed a lot.
Okay, let's get some of your texts. 877-881-1053, a draft big board report. We've got our guy, Daniel and Forney. I think they should start rebuilding the offensive line and get a quality running back. So if they were to go offensive line and, oh my gosh, in round one, where do you want to go? Now, this to me would be, and I got to find a dance partner.
You want to go back.
But I got to go back.
Yeah. You're not comfortable drafting. You're not comfortable drafting Simmons right now because you don't know about the patella tendon in the knee.
No.
You're not sure about drafting Campbell because you're thinking he might be a guard for you.
Yep.
You're not sold on Mimbao from Missouri.
I think he's definitely a guard, which is okay. Like, if you need a guard and I'm going to play him at right guard, then fine. Absolutely. Yeah. He's athletic, but I kind of like Booker from Alabama and Donovan Jackson from Ohio State more.
I look at Banks, I look at Jackson, and I look at Booker. If you know, and but to me, if I can get a clean bill of health on Simmons on that patella,
he's the dude.
He's my guy.
Yeah.
If I'm going offensive line, and it might be a situation where he does maybe slide a little bit. But I think he's the best offensive tackle in the draft myself.
I agree with you. And I've got Jackson as the best guard in the draft, followed by Booker.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can see it. Like, the more I watched Mambao out of Mizzou, I'm like, the body type to me just screams guard.
Yeah.
I think he needs to kick inside, too. And that's where you have an issue with this. 251, Brian and Zach, honestly, what percentage do you think the Cowboys would trade for Myles Garrett right now?
I don't think they will.
You're going to go 0%?
Yeah, I don't think they will, no.
I'd probably go like 1% just to keep it open. But I don't think so either.
I don't think so, yeah. So a team like, I would be like, I think a team like the Commanders might be in on this one, though. You know?
Okay.
Somebody like that, even though, I think the Commanders, though.
The Commanders make a lot of sense.
They make a lot of sense, but the Commanders also need some offensive help. You know, so maybe they want to make that pick.
Maybe it's T. Higgins.
They're picking at the back end of the draft. I mean, there's nobody on the board where they're picking it's going to be better than Myles Garrett, for sure.
Okay, 903, what direction do the Patriots need to go to give Mike Vrabel a decent first year? They could go a variety of ways. I mean, if I were them at four.
Well, the offensive line, we've talked about that, right?
But I mean, is there a lineman that you like? If Abdul Carter's there, I think he'd be the best player on the board. And if Travis Hunter's there, I think he'd be the best player on the board. So I don't think they can go wrong taking either of those dudes.
Yeah. How about skill? How about some skill on the outside?
I mean, and maybe that could be Hunter.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be Travis. If they just decide, you know what, we want to give you. I mean, they did take two rookie receivers last year. They took Jalen Polk, and they took our UCF guy, Javon Baker.
Yeah.
So, but Hunter, I mean, Hunter might be a guy that they could use. It could be Tet McMillan then.
I was McMillan there? I was kind of thinking McMillan's perfect for that. You know, this quarterback proved me wrong.
That's the wide receiver out of Arizona.
Yeah, the way he threw the football. So McMillan would be a nice fit there. You know, big body guy. The thing is, Elliot Wolf, you know, I worked for his dad in Green Bay, and if he's like his dad, he's not interested in taking first round receivers. You know, it's kind of always been a Packer way of things. But I wonder if Elliott would go this route to try and help his quarterback. He surely can help him with some offensive linemen, but like you and I just walked through it, it's not the most confident position right now.
469, Brian and Zach. What's the best way to store barbecue after you've unwrapped it and have some leftovers? Also, is there a chance for Kelvin Banks to be available with the 12th pick? That's Zach and Frisco. I think Kelvin Banks will be there.
I think he will too. I think
Will Campbell is going to be the first offensive lineman taken. And I don't hate that, honestly. Yeah. I like Will Campbell.
Yeah.
I think he is pretty consistent. It's really just his stance is so off-putting to me.
Oh, the two-point stance.
It's weird how upright he's standing. Yeah. But I also wonder, listening to him talk, dude, Will Campbell he loves ball.
Oh, he loves ball.
Like, he's a guy that I think is going to crush it in the meetings. I think he's super smart. I think Will Campbell is going to be a really good pro. I think he's probably the guy. Like, I feel a little bit better about Will Campbell than I do Kelvin Banks. But Banks is more athletic, and I think Banks is a better tackle than Will Campbell would be. I think Banks will be there at 12. I just am a little nervous if I were to take him there. What do you think about storing barbecue after you've unwrapped it? Best way to do it?
You know what? It's strange, but I think there's ways. I use like Tupperware, is what I use. I think the thing you got to keep, be very mindful about how much like the air and like, do you put it in the fridge and stuff? I have huge containers of Tupperware that I seal it up with, I know people like to try and wrap it in foil and all that. I just kind of, put it naturally in that big, give it some space. Don't stack it on top of each other, because what happens if that fat gets cold, it kind of sticks together. Yeah. So if you got it kind of sliced, kind of put it in a space where it's got some air it's got some room to kind of
breathe.
But yeah, but I would not sit there and just keep the refrigerator temperature on it, but give it some space to be able to kind of separate a little bit.
All right, 817 wants to know who the Steelers should draft in the first round. I'm a huge Steelers fan and torn between Dart or a wide receiver. I think the Steelers should pull the trigger on a Jackson Dart in the first round. I saw some rumors Seattle is really interested in him.
Jackson Dart to me, and I've watched a lot of film where Ole Miss has been on offense, and you can even watch it when Harris was playing. Yeah, and so
Dart makes some impressive throws.
He makes some great
throws. And he's mobile. He can move around.
I was watching Alexander, the corner from LSU. Yeah. And some of the throws he made in that game was super impressive. A wide receiver, if you're thinking, is this where maybe, the Steelers are kind of down in there, 20?
They're 21.
21?
I think Igbuka would be there. And I love that pick. I wonder if
they would take Golden.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But see, the reason why you would take Igbuka is because Pittsburgh, cold weather city, cold games, that they have to play.
And he can play
Cincinnati,
slot.
Cleveland. Listen, you want to take a receiver, you want to take one that understands what it's like to play in cold weather.
He does.
And he understands that. That would be a damn good pick for Pittsburgh at 21.
Burton would as well, but I like Igbuka paired with Pickens. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with George Pickens. Maybe they look to move him. He seems like he could be a real big pain in the rear. But
Golden's really good, though, too.
Golden and I can actually see in a Steelers uniform. Because I remember they drafted Roman Wilson, who I looked at and was like mini Hines Ward, right?
Yeah.
And he's probably a guy, if he's healthy, they're going to play him in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
So Matthew Golden, that's actually a three-headed monster that could be vicious. As 49er fan texted in, I'm seeing a lot of mocks showing us either taking a tackle or an edge. Who's the best available around that 11th pick? My best available would be Mike Green, most likely. The edge out of Marshall, which would make a lot of sense there. But I do like, this is where I like Armand Membu, the offensive tackle from Missouri, or Membau.
Yeah.
I think he's a perfect fit for that offense, like the scheme they run. I think he's a zone scheme player.
Sure. I would not be surprised if you're talking about edges, would they go for a guy like Pierce or somebody like that, or Mykel Williams?
Yeah.
Somebody with a little size to him, plays, play the run. But sure. Gives you some pass rush there. You're right about Green, but I would I would take Green over all those, but I think Green might be gone before they pick.
He might be. I need to get more information.
If he's there, San Francisco should pick him.
There's a chance my Green slides because of character concerns.
Okay.
That's something that I've
heard of late.
Yeah. Is maybe, but some of this stuff might be going back. We're talking like 4 years. Yeah. So I just got to get more information before I run with that. But there's a chance Mike Green might not go as high as I initially thought he would, which I wouldn't mind. Maybe that's a trade back candidate right there.
Mm-hmm.
What are the strongest position groups in the draft from 2-1-4?
I would say the edge, defensive tackle, cornerback, wide receiver. Tight end's pretty good.
And running back, of course.
Running back's in there too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think running back and defensive tackle are probably the top two. But God, the guards, like, this is a great year to get a guard.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these tackles you're looking at, oh, probably a better guard.
Centers and linebackers.
We might have found something with Gray Zabel.
You might have.
Gray Zabel, the North Dakota State guard, maybe the best center in the draft.
Yeah.
I'd be in on that at 44.
I think if you're looking for a free and a strong safety in the first, say, three rounds.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how you like Watts from Notre Dame, Starks from Georgia. You know, our guy from Texas, Makuba, and then, you know,
I love Makuba.
And then I think this, you know, to me, South Carolina, and then with Winston at Penn State, you know, a couple, there's some good guys there for that.
Have you watched all the quarterbacks?
Have not. Okay. I need to start because I finally got all the film I need.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've seen Shador. I need to watch more of Cam Ward, and I've seen Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart I've seen more than anybody. Just because I've watched an opponent film and also some of his
Dart's impressive.
Yeah.
Initially, I've got it Shador, Dart, Cam, but I might end up having Cam Ward higher than that.
Yeah. I watched Cam Ward because I was watching an offensive tackle that I think needs to be a guard, Rivers, Jalen Rivers.
Okay.
I was watching Cam, man, phew. And it's watching the Louisville game. You talk about escapability, things like that.
Oh, he's tremendous. That, and there's some id factor to Cam Ward.
There is.
I had that feeling with Michael Penix Jr. last year. I might end up having Cam Ward much higher when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Do you think the Texans sign T. Higgins or DK or trade for DK? I don't. From the 8-3-2, I think T. Higgins is either staying in Cincy or he's probably going to be a Washington Commander.
Yeah,
that would be my guess. Unless he just wants to go to New England. But I think if he's got his pick, New England or Washington, I think he wants to go play with Jaden Daniels. But we'll see. I mean, New England's another team that I've heard is going to throw a ton of money. All right, thank you for all the texts. 877-881-1053. I love Efton Chisholm, by the way, 817. Big fan. Saw him at the Shrine Bowl.
Eastern Washington, right?
Dude, route runner, crispy. He's really quick as hell.
Mm-hmm.
The speed is there to complement the quickness, but he's just a guy that creates natural separation. And, yes, the 80-plus catch percentage – that's no joke. The hands are really, really good. All right, let's do some Friday news dump, shall we? Keeping it in the family. How Jim Neal found Wyatt Johnston, and does this bother you about movie theaters? That's next in The Nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
About to crosstalk with the fan after dark. I see Freddie D. Oh, Fred Davis is getting ready. He is putting in the work right now. This show is going to be a Valentine's heaven. If you got nothing else to do tonight, you know you turned on, you leave it on with the fan after dark. That's right, baby. He's got the toothpick in and everything right now, does Freddie D. Oh, my gosh. He is so ready to just light this show on fire. I can't wait. We're going to crosstalk with them shortly here. It is Zach Wolchuk. It's Brian Broad. It's time for a Friday News Dump. Now, I'm going to just go ahead and get sad, and then we're going to bring it back up again, okay? I saw our guy, Jontae Cook, DeSoto Zone, former Texas Longhorn, was with the Washington Huskies for a second, then left.
Yeah.
He's been arrested again.
He has.
Again.
Again.
This is the second time, and yeah. I'm worried for our guy. Because the talent for Jontae Cook is incredible.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the best high school receivers I've ever been able to see. And I thought he was going to be the next stud receiver at Texas. Unfortunately, it didn't work out there. And then it didn't work out because the second he got to Washington, he got in some legal trouble. So I'm hoping this is just, hey, we're young, we're maturing, we're growing up, we're finding ourselves. But Jontae, we need you to figure it out, buddy.
What does he get arrested for?
He robbed a dispensary.
Oh,
was the first time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, robbed a dispensary. Is that like he put something in his pocket type vibes? Like
no.
Something or
robbed it.
Oh, okay.
Straight up.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
gunpoint.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't. It's weird because he was in Washington, like the state of Washington.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's very difficult. But either way, again, maturity. He's a young man, but. So much talent, whole life in front of him. I'm hoping for the best, Jontae. I really, really am. Ohio State, did you see what Jim Tressel is going to serve as lieutenant governor?
Yeah.
How about that? Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has tabbed ex-Ohio State coach Jim Tressel to serve as lieutenant governor. So congratulations to him. And then Notre Dame has hired a new GM. They're hiring Mike Martin from the Detroit Lions. So Martin previously was with USC.
Yeah.
And then he was with the Lions. They also pursued James Blanchard from Texas Tech to Notre Dame.
James Blanchard is go back and read how they handled the transfer portal there.
Oh, they've crushed it.
It is fascinating how they organized that, you know, with him and Joey McGuire and how they really did. They they treated it like a pro team, like they were evaluating all the players, all the positions,
and they won big in the portal.
And they had like boards up with all the players. It was almost like they were working on a draft. But they were able to, and it was kind of funny. The story was, if you wanted to know where one of them was, just go into their room, their draft room, and that's where they were.
And that's where they were hanging
out. They were always all sitting in there watching tape. They were always all sitting in there moving tags around, you know, and it came off. They were talking about how well it came off for them, you know, that they were able to pick off the guys that they really, really wanted. And, you know, and they got a lot of notoriety for that. But
no, they were crushing it. I mean, my brother-in-law writes for Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And, you know, they all went, they're Red Raider proud. But he was telling me, like, the list. I mean, he was putting it together one night at my house. Like, he was interviewing. He's got a call and talked to some of the guys that they're interested in. Because, I mean, Joey Tech, they do an excellent job with their social media.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to pump these guys
to
make them feel wanted. And so, like, Joey will call my brother-in-law, Ben, and like, hey, we're trying to get this guy. Yeah. Can you hype him up a little bit? And Ben's like, okay. So he's putting together, like, a tape together that he can now promote on social media to try and get everybody hyped. Yeah. So they did an excellent job. This is sad news. Scott Hansen is negotiating a deal to leave NFL Red Zone.
But he's going to go work on the Olympics, right?
So I don't...
They're going to do Red Zone for the Olympics.
They're eyeing Hansen to return as Gold Zone's primary primetime host for 2026.
Yeah.
Now, Lucius, you were selling us all in the Gold Zone.
I did love the Gold Zone during the Summer Olympics.
And it didn't make me think of NFL Red Zone. Like, this is perfect. Yeah. So Scott Hansen would be amazing at this. I just wish he could do both. Because I don't know that there's anybody that they can manage the Red Zone as well as Scott Hansen's done. But he was a free agent. We heard about that.
Yeah.
ESPN is set to take over operations of NFL Media and NFL Red Zone this year. Yeah.
Who's
ESPN.
Okay.
So maybe they end up putting one of their guys in that spot. I don't know who would be the best option, but gosh.
Pat McAfee.
No,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe.
I think Pat McAfee in Red Zone would be great.
That'd be fun.
The Lucius turned me on to him in the sideline. Like, they, if you watch the McAfee channel during the
McAfee cast was great
during the playoffs.
It was
awesome to, like, the descriptions and stuff that he was
a blast.
He was having fun. Yeah.
Here is, we've got the Four Nations going on.
Yeah.
We've talked some Stars today. If you missed it, we had Mike Hike on back at 3:20. You can hear some Stars hockey. But here was Jim Neal on with Spittin' Chiclets on how he found Wyatt Johnston.
Wyatt Johnston's a great story. You know, it actually was down here in Frisco. It was during COVID. So they had the under-18 tournament, World Championships down here. It was the only, you know, Texas. We're one of the few states that could host anything like that. So they brought their tournament down here. Wyatt Johnston hadn't played a game till he got down here. He ended up playing 7 games his draft year. All 7 games were played down here in Frisco. When we scout, we do a lot of underage scouting also. We do a book on everybody when they're, you know, 16, 17, keep a track of them, see their development path. And Joe McTinnell just had a gut feeling about him. You're talking Connor Bedard was there, Logan Stankoven was there, McTavish and Anaheim, some really good players. And he was kind of second fiddle. And I remember going to the draft. It was getting close to our pick. And I said, Joe, are you sure this is the guy? And he said, this is the guy. Ended up Detroit called us to make a trade. They were going after the cost of the goalie. And Stevie called and said, we'd like to move up. So I pulled Joe aside and said, is he going to be there when we pick later? And he said, yeah, he'll be there. He just hasn't had enough exposure. And so we pulled the trade. And out of that, we actually got Logan Stankoven also.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Kind of worked out well for us. But my hat goes off to our scouting staff. They did a great job of managing that draft.
What an absolute badass.
That's the best thing in the world, navigating drafts. That is so much fun, what they did. And, you know, I know my own self, when I was talking about Mike Lombardi walking in and talking about Hugh Douglas, and he's like, you know, hey, you got anybody on that board as good in the second round as Hugh Douglas? I'm like, I don't.
No.
He goes, I'm about to trade for Hugh Douglas then.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's just
that's why at 12, I would trade, pick 12 for Garrett. I would.
Absolutely. It is a blast to work on things, but it's even better when the interaction between the scouts and the legwork that they do on a daily basis to make this all work out.
So the Packers are hiring Luke Getsy as a senior offensive assistant.
Yeah.
Getsy, in 2 previous stints in Green Bay, was part of 5 division titles, and Aaron Rodgers won 3 NFL MVPs. So now he's a valued assistant. Yeah. I guess as long as he's not calling plays, it's okay.
There's some guys that probably should never left the place they were at.
Yeah, you know, and they're staying.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Debo stuff earlier. That is crazy. That he
how about him on a throw-in on that mock draft?
So here's why, and I like the idea. I didn't realize this, though. Now, I should probably fact-check it, but I did see one report.
Is this about cap or something?
Yeah, they can save $5.1 million in cap space if they post June 1 him.
Yeah.
If they trade Debo, they lose $15 million in cap space.
Yeah.
So it's better for them to actually release him outright than it would be to trade, unless maybe you see
you want to throw him in and get that pick. Maybe he's the sweetener. Maybe he's the sweetener in your flopping spot.
There it could still be worth it. And then maybe the other team like helps you out and eats some of that money.
Yeah.
Maybe you can find a way to make that work. And then the MLB has announced jerseys will have large letters, heavier fabric, and pants that will be tailored to player preferences in 2025. So the side-by-side I saw Vivaldi from 2024 to 2025, they do look better. So we'll see if the sweat and everything still ends up just looking disgusting.
I was watching one night the Yankees were playing, and they're wearing their grays.
Oh, it's so bad in the grays.
It was really bad. It was like they were playing. It's like watching one of those early season August college football games. You know, where like they're playing Florida State's playing somebody, and it's just, I mean, all the uniforms are just drenched. And I'm glad they're doing something about that. That's nice.
We also have, how about this, man? This is going to make us all feel old, especially you. LeVar Arrington Jr., he's going to Penn State, and he's wearing number 11.
Yeah.
Keeping it in the family.
It's a great history of that number 11 at Penn State.
Micah, Abdul-Carter, LeVar Arrington, and now his son's going to go to Penn State and play at Happy Valley and don the legendary number 11, and he looks like a badass. And his dad's a huge reason, obviously, why he wanted to go play for the Nittany Lions. He was ranked as the 134th best recruit in the country. He enrolled last January. He's listed as 6'4", 215. Projects to grow into a similar role to Abdul-Carter there at Penn State. So we'll see how he ends up developing. But my gosh, it's just nuts, like freaking LeVar Arrington Jr. I remember watching him with the Giants when he was wearing double nickels 55 at Texas Stadium.
Sure.
And he blew out, I think it was his Achilles, ended up missing the season. That was a bummer. Yep. Then we've got some audio here for you, all right? Luke Kuechly, who I know you loved, one of the best players you've ever scouted.
One of the best I've ever scouted, for sure.
So the biggest snub to this year's Hall of Fame class was no doubt Darren Woodson, again.
Yeah.
But Luke Kuechly also, he was a first ballot inductee. He did not get accepted, and he talked with Kay Adams about the rejection.
It was, you know what? You look at that class, and I've talked about it. I got to play with, you know, got to play with Jared Allen. That was super cool for me. When you grow up playing football, you're always thinking of the guys that you'd love to play with. So Jared Allen is a guy that I never had a chance to play with. I always watched him from afar. You kind of knew his last year was going to be in Chicago. And then we traded for him like week four or five, I think it was like week three in 2015, the Super Bowl year. So that was awesome to get to play with him. That guy's got more stories, can drink coffee, can hang in a training room. He's awesome on the team playing because he can play cards, he can have fun, he can tell stories. He's awesome. And then Antonio Gates was a guy that I grew up watching. Him and Phillip Rivers played against him and Phillip at Qualcomm my rookie year. And then Sterling Sharp and all those guys, they deserve to be in there, you know? And I think that's really what it comes down to. It's less about like, oh, hey, you didn't get in. It's more about like, look at the guys that did get in that deserve it. And I don't know. I think it's cool. And especially guys like Eric Allen that had such a great career and had to wait so long to get in. You look at his stats and it's like this guy, all this guy did was play forever and intercept every ball that came his way. So those guys deserve to get in and just kind of see what happens.
And I'm sure Luke Kuechly probably gets in this next year.
I hope so.
He's too damn good not to.
Yeah, he was really
And they
good.
Put Patrick Willis in pretty quickly.
Yep.
And both of them had short careers.
Yep, they sure did. Yep.
Luka Doncic, his Lakers debut jersey, it's going to auction.
Okay.
It's worth anywhere between $500,000 to $1 million is what they're expected to get.
Good deal.
He was actually taking pics with Puka Nacua. They did a little L.A. jersey swap.
Mm-hmm.
Puka giving him the 17 Rams jersey. And then he gave him the 77 Lakers. He had 14 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and 24 minutes in his Lakers debut. So we'll see who bids on that. I doubt it's going to be a Maverick fan, but you never know.
Never know.
Shout out to LeBron. Moved into 10th place on the LA Lakers all-time scoring list. He's now scored 10,603 points in seven seasons with the Lakers. And KD this week joined the 30K club as the former Texas star joins Dirk, LeBron, MJ, and a few other NBA legends like Kobe, Karl Malone, Kareem, and Wilt, along with Julius Erving, to be the only players in NBA history to have 30,000 points or more in their storied career. Now, Brian, I know you don't go to the movie theater.
I don't.
And Lucius, you've got a pretty badass setup in the house. You're probably not going a ton.
Yeah, but Alamo's right around the corner, so when I go, I go to Alamo.
Do you like in the park? We talked about the parking situation there.
Yeah, it's awful.
Okay.
Oh, it's bad?
Yeah.
If there's an event happening, I'm going to have to pay like $40 to $50 to park.
No.
Because the Toyota movie, the Toyota right Music Factory is right there.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Connecticut lawmakers are proposing a bill to force cinemas to say what time movies actually start.
Oh, so no preview movies?
Well, no, that's exactly it. You will say a movie starts at 7 o'clock. Really starts at 7:30.
It does.
Because you have 20 to 30 minutes worth of previews now. Yeah. So they're saying, what are we doing? If it's going to actually go ahead and start at 7:20, don't tell me the movie starts at 7 o'clock. You need to say the showtime is at 7:20. And if people want to come early to watch the previews, then you know you just need to arrive early to be able to watch the previews. Otherwise, I know for sure I need to be in my seat by this time because that's what time the movie's starting.
Yeah, okay. So when I see the movie starts at 7:45, I know that I have 20 minutes after that point before the actual movie starts.
Yeah.
So it does help me out if I'm in a rush or, you know, somebody else is, you know, whatever the case may be.
Is that a good time to go get snacks when the previews start?
Yeah. Now, some people love the previews.
I love the previews.
Oh, you do like the previews?
Okay. Yeah. So you can look over at the person next to you. Like, okay. Yeah. All right.
We're all a critic. You lean over and you go, I wouldn't watch
that. Nah, it's trash.
Nah, that didn't look too. Yeah, skip it.
Gave that guy a movie again.
That looks pretty good. Might go see. We got to go see that one. Yeah. Give him the nudge. Oh, we got to see that one.
Yeah.
By the way, if anybody's seen the new Captain America, let me know. Is it any good? Is it worth going to see? The reviews so far haven't been good. I mean, I'm going to end up seeing it at some point, but is it worth paying to go and see? I don't know. 877-881-1053.
And I can't trust those reviews.
I know.
Because they're fueled by other things.
And I get it. Like, I haven't liked this new phase in Marvel. It was the golden age of Marvel's done. We had it. After Infinity War, it's done. This new phase, they've tried to do, like, we get some good shows coming out of it. But overall, like, I thought the most recent Ant-Man, not great. But I'm hopeful Captain America can be good because it's our guy Anthony Mackie. It's our best friend from Vegas.
Yeah, I seen him.
It's our dude.
Yeah, dude.
877-881-1053. If you've seen it, let me know. If you missed it, Raheem Mostert's a free agent. And I did see this former Jets defensive tackle, Tanzel Smart.
He's a coach.
Yeah, he's joining the Cowboys coaching staff as a defensive assistant.
Did I not
assistant.
Tell you that last week?
It's official today.
Okay.
So maybe you did. Maybe you mentioned it. Maybe
I thought
you mentioned
I brought it up.
Oh, yeah, because you asked us, you're like, do you know who Tanzel Smart was? And I was like, I have no idea who that is.
I heard he's going to be a coach. Yeah.
Now, I remember there was a clip in Hard Knocks where he couldn't say charcuterie board. He called it the Carcucci board. Hope I can get my Carcucci board. So he's going to assist Aaron Whitecotton, who he played for there.
There you go.
In New York. So there's some Friday news dump for you. Coming up next, let's go ahead and crosstalk. We got Fred Davis. He's ready to go. He's warmed up. That arm is nice and loose now. And Blake, fan phenom Blake, showed up. Let's mix it up. That's next in the nation. There we go, baby. That's the great Lucius Alexander segment brought to you by Franklin Frankel. About to mix it up. Crosstalk here with the Fan After Dark.
I missed you guys.
Missed you too. Freddie D. We got Blake, the fan phenom. How you guys doing on this Valentine's Day?
Busy, busy, busy. Probably different than Fred. Fred's day has probably been pretty easy, easy going, smooth. Well, turn your mic on and I'll let you know what it means. Boom.
I'm used to being on that one over there. Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
It means that you don't have anyone to shop for today.
The hell's that got that mean? So what? I don't have things to do?
Nope. So the Rose were super busy today. Obviously, every guy in DFW getting flowers. That's in a relationship, I would assume. Getting flowers for their significant other. So that they can have the night ready. I went to Trader Joe's to get a little bouquet, floral arrangement. quite packed. What's so funny?
This.
What's so funny,
Fred? How much sales do you think, like, Tom Thumb and those stores do that have those flowers, those roses and stuff that you can buy?
See?
Those last minute jump in there. Yeah. And do you buy the vase to to make it look like you gave it some effort?
So two part of that.
Great question.
I talked to Fred about this. There's really no workaround for being a good guy on Valentine's because everything else you can get in advance, the dinner, chocolates, gifts. You can buy that months in advance if you want. The flowers need to be fresh. The girls know the difference, and you can only buy fresh flowers usually the day. I guess you could maybe get it the day before, but for the most part, you get it day of, in my opinion. So it's going to have to be packed, but this is why I like Brian. Because he has high-level questions like, how much do you think these stores are bringing in? Because that's how my brain is wired.
I am. I'm thinking exactly. I'm thinking walk into a Tom Thumb.
That's big cap right there, boy.
Yeah. I am thinking that these Tom Thumbs that have that floral area, I think they're killing it.
They're
right
killing
now.
It.
Of course they are. They have tremendous flowers, though. That's where I always go is Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb.
Okay, the next question is, do you spend the extra $15 to $20 for the vase to make it look like you just didn't go buy a bag of flowers.
So I watched a video on this. I kind of already had my answer to this, but I saw a video confirming this thought from a lady on the social medias that you're giving your lady a task instead of giving her a gift if you bring her flowers still in the packaging, still with the little rope on the bottom, not cut evenly.
Yeah, that rubber band. You got to watch that thing. It gets all over the place.
See, you think you're doing her a service. You're actually giving her a task. Now she's got to get it all ready to go in a vase. So
okay.
You can do what Brian said, put it in a vase or
but,
you know,
mean,
another
that kind of common knowledge, though?
If you're married, though, like I know we've got a vase at home.
There you go.
I'm not paying extra to go to get the vase.
I'm just telling you what, it takes a special level of talent to drive home and hold that vase still so it doesn't spill all over the place.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So I went a different route. I used the bag from Trader Joe's. And I'm not going to lie, I got this video online. I didn't think of it myself.
The paper bag?
The paper brown bag and didn't
wrap. Those are badass bags, by the way.
Very durable.
Very durable.
Wrap the flowers in a bouquet, three different types of flowers, so they're all
nice
little, like old school, you know, little paper bag.
How much did your mom help you in this gig?
Mom was just kind of a verbal help of like, hey,
encouraging, maybe get some flowers,
maybe go to this store, maybe go to that store, that they might have some good stuff. And then I knocked it out, so house is cleaned and Shorty will be walking into it any second.
I do have to say, Sports Illustrated, by the way, has changed up this article on Jonte Cook. The most recent arrest was just for like less than 2 ounces of pot.
Nothing.
It was in Pottsboro, which, but come on. Yeah.
Like, easy picking for those cops. Huh?
Our guy's just smoking a little bit of weed.
Where's Pottsboro? Okay. What state is that in?
Is it Georgia?
Oh, Tarrant County.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I could have swore that marijuana was legal under, you know, certain ounces. I thought that came out not too long ago.
It might just depend on where you are.
Or who you are.
Which county you're in.
Yeah. Now, are we talking about the old boy from Dallas? Or excuse me, not Dallas. A kid from DeSoto that just got busted earlier today? Well, but I think it's only Dallas that you can get hit with 4 ounces, right? You can have 4 ounces on your person, so not Tarrant County.
Dallas, Texas TV, we're locked in.
Yeah, we are.
What do you guys have coming up on the show?
More Valentine's Day goodness. TV. Absolutely.
You guys pretty much had your show planned on Wednesday when I was listening for today.
If you missed it, when did we have the relationship?
We did. We had the relationship guru on last night.
I missed that.
I'll tell you what, she was fantastic. I don't know. Is she on?
What? Okay. What time did you say?
I was going to say, do we think she made it onto the YouTube page?
I doubt it.
Okay. So just go back to the Odyssey app. All right. If you haven't downloaded. What's that?
Is she on Zoom?
No.
No. No, I'm just saying. I am Megan Buckley. You can find her on old Instagram.
I am Megan Buckley. What time do we have her on?
We had her on at 9:20 last night, right before Extra Credit.
Asked the better questions of YouTube?
What was the highlight of the conversation?
Who asked the better questions of YouTube?
I thought it was a 50-50 split. I mean, she was my age, so we had a little bit more in common in that capacity. But
best thing she gave that had Fred quite literally scratching his head mid-interview. I think he was really dumbfounded. Myself, too.
I was.
She said, would you date you?
Mm.
Kind of to get your life right.
Would you date you?
And Fred was like,
Freddie panicked.
I did. I absolutely did. My heart dropped into my stomach. I said, oh, goodness. I'm not sure I would. So, yeah. Megan had me.
Boy, that's a great question.
It's fantastic.
Would you date you?
I mean, but the thing is, like, I know me, though. See, I mean, that's
you and
that's
I were talking
problem.
About eating at the Chinese buffet 3 times a week.
100%. 100%. So
I think today's going to be one of our better shows. Like Zach pointed out, we planned it out on Wednesday, finalized it today.
On air.
It's going to be one of those where it's off the cuff, but on the cuff at the same time. No Jonte Cook. So I'm going to let him know.
That's
the
rest
of the program.
You know, look, we're obviously going to get our Mavs awards now that it's the All-Star break. Yeah. Just to kind of give you a little tease, what the award categories are, non-Kyrie MVP, who has the most aura, Who's the most consistent?
Who has the most aura?
Yeah, yes. that's a Blake category, in case you were wondering. Most consistent, least consistent, and let's see.
Dude, look, he's just oozing with aura, man. Again,
my answer.
Again, that's a Blake exclusive right there. And then the most heartbreaking non-Luka moment for your Dallas Mavericks. Just a little taste, a little flavor.
Doing some NFL awards today as well.
That's right.
NFL awards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not what you think. Go. Not what you think. Best free agent edition, most improved comeback player of the year. That's all one award.
Who has the biggest sack?
We may have to add that one.
I mean, you're going by auras.
Now that you mention it.
What's old boy Devondre Campbell? That's quit on the team from the Niners? That's got to be that award.
Oh, right? That would be a good one.
Quit on the team award?
Devondre Campbell, yeah, the Devondre Campbell award.
Just your favorite player. Doesn't matter. Just didn't, I mean, whether statistical, maybe just liked him. Coach that you would have liked to have seen fired award. That's mine. And then memorable moment of the 2024 NFL season.
What is your most memorable moment?
We gotta wait
to find out, Fred. We gotta wait to find out, baby. We don't want to just go ahead and unload everything.
No, because I would say I gotta think about it, because I'm
still... It wasn't the Super Bowl, I do know that.
No.
Shout out to JT and Sherman and the 817. Pottsboro is Grayson County near Lake Texoma. So, Dallas PD texted, and we can't arrest for less than 4 ounces. That's specifically Dallas.
Yeah, okay.
We need Pottsboro PD to chime
Pottsboro
in.
Needs to change it up. 4 ounces, man. Let's go, Pottsboro. But they're probably making a lot of money off those arrests.
That's a lot of ounces, too, by the way.
How can you have the name
Pottsboro? It's moving around. That's a lot of ounces.
Yeah, it's a lot of weed.
How can you have the name Pottsboro but not allow
Pot
and the borough?
That's a great question.
All right, that's the Fan After Dark. They're coming up next. Thank you so much to, of course, Gavin Dawson, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, crushed it as always, Carter Freeman. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until Monday, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.